Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
You know, this might not make me super popular, but when people say, oh, just think positive and things, magic things will happen, or, oh, just put it out in the universe, it'll happen. I always think, I don't know. I think you have to work hard. I think you have to have an intention and you have to follow through. Or I should say, it's not enough to just, you know, just to have an intention or just to have an affirmation. You have to make things happen. So I hope you still all like me. But anyway, I'm so happy to have David Essel on the program. We're going to be talking about his fantastic book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will, The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success. Hello, David.
Lisa, I am so excited to be back with you. It's great to hear your voice, and what you're saying in the beginning of the show is so dead on, and you and I are going to have a lot of people questioning us at the end of this program.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I was sort of nervous, but if you listen to the show, you know I'm always honest, and I think it's important. And I tell you, I try not to roll my eyes when people say, oh, just put that out in the universe. It's like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. I think we need to do stuff. So it sounds like I'm on the right track. So tell us a little bit about this. And that at one point, I should say, you were actually really into the positive thinking, but then something changed.
Yeah, Lisa, I think if there's anyone who's verified to speak on this topic, it's me, because I used to teach this insanity.
You know, you said, stop the insanity.
Exactly. Do you remember Susan Powder?
That was my Susan Powder invitation. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, isn't that a trip? The minute you said it, I go, oh, Susan Powder's here.
Yes.
You know, but that's what I'm saying right now, Lisa. You know, for years, up until 1996, for the first, you know, 16 years of my career, I used to tell people, whatever you believe you can achieve, and the universe is conspiring to meet your needs. And then, of all people, the person that woke me up and told me that I was being quite insane with this, in a loving way, of course, was one of the greatest teachers I ever had a chance to meet and interview, and that's the founder of Transcendental Meditation, of all people, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And, you know, I had used, I know, isn't that wild? Like, you know, this guy basically called me out in the most loving way. But this is what happened. I had been using affirmations and calling to the universe to get me sober. And I'm waking up every day saying, I'm a child of God. I'm sober. I did it for 25 years, Lisa, and I drank myself to sleep every night. So I am here point blank telling you that all of this nonsense about the universe conspiring and all you have to do is say whatever you want and you will receive it is a bunch of crap. And, you know, even though I think books like The Secret and The Law of Attraction are entertaining, they're not factual. You know, like, they 20% of what they say is factual, 80% isn't. And again, I'm a person who used to teach this stuff, so I can tell you firsthand. And I was doing another radio show the other day, and someone was saying, well, can you prove, you know, what you're saying is true? And I said, okay, listen, a good friend of mine, his name is Keith Mitchell. Keith is a former NFL all-pro linebacker. And if you were to say to Keith, did you put it out into the universe to become an all-pro linebacker and sit back and wait for the universe to conspire to meet your need? He would throw up laughing, Lisa. You know? Like he would say, and this guy, because now he's retired from the NFL. He's a leading guru in meditation and in yoga, and he still would laugh and throw up. You know, or if you talk to Harv Eker, the famous author who I interviewed from Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and if you said to him, Harv, did you throw out an affirmation into the universe conspire to make you a multi-trillionaire? He, even though he loves all this spiritual stuff, Lisa, he would roll over laughing too. So we really need to wake up.
We really do. You know, a minute ago, you said that it's 80% false and 20% true. What are some of the things that you think are true from books like The Secret and some of the stuff that has to do with positive thinking?
Well, yeah. And as a matter of fact, you know, in our number one best-selling book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, we devote a chapter talking about the pros and cons of positive thinking. And here's some of the pros, which I love. When you say affirmations with deep emotion, like I'll give one right now, like, you know, I am free of alcohol. I am excited about love. I am passionate about helping 1 million people or more every day. when you use the emotion that I just shared with you with any affirmation whatsoever, we know through scientific studies like HeartMath.org, which is one of my favorite organizations, that there is a cascade of chemicals released in the brain that lift your spirit, improve your immune system, make you feel quite invincible in the moment that you're saying those affirmations with emotions and for a little while afterwards. So we, you know, in the book, we say that my day starts with 1 hour of affirmation, journaling, gratitude, meditation, prayer, and it has for God 30 years now. But, you know, that morning is the way where I think the most powerful use of any positive thinking should be first thing in the morning. It's a way to get you revved up. But I was working with a weight loss client this morning on the phone, and she was asking me to please describe the very thing you and I are talking about. And I said to her, but look, if you say that affirmation in the morning and you don't use that charged state of mind, that powerful state of mind to do something to help with your weight loss, well, it's not going to do anything. You know, it's like if you wait until 3 p.m. and then you go, okay, well, I said my affirmation this morning. Now I think I'll go to the gym. No, like use the affirmations just before you go into the gym. Use them first thing in the morning. Sort of to give you a little jolt of inspiration, Lisa, to accomplish the goal that you want. So that's the most powerful method and way to use positive thinking, and positive thinking is important.
Yeah, I agree. So that makes sense. So it's something, it's a tool. It's not the ultimate answer.
It will be 20% of someone's major success will come from the way they think, and that's it. You know, if you're sitting here looking at, you know, a major health scare or a relationship that's falling apart or a financial challenge or whatever it might be, you know, only 20% of your success in leapfrogging to a new life and a new goal will be because of what you think, unless we said a miracle happens. Now, if a miracle were to happen, then you don't have to do any work because miracles really don't demand a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, you throw it out.
No, I like that.
Yeah. So if a miracle happens, could you win the lottery? Of course. You know, a miracle happens. Could the pizza delivery boy be, you know, the lover for the rest of your life? Of course he could, or she could. But the odds of that are so tiny. So we say 20% of your major success in life will come from the way you think, and 80% will come from what you do. Now, here's an important part of the action step formula. The 80% will come from the action state the steps, Lisa, you take on a daily basis that you would rather not take, period.
Yes, and I remember talking about that with you before, and it's really hard to get motivated to do things that you don't like to do. Give us some examples, and give us some personal examples.
Oh, my God. Well, first, I'll go back to my recovery. You know, I didn't want to go into a treatment center. You know, that was one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life. You know, was to give up 30 days of my life and to follow other people's instructions. God, I hate following other people's instructions, you know. And yet, giving up 30 days and doing the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done has led to a brilliant new life, free of any dependencies and addictions. So, you know, that's one. You know, I had this couple that I took through. They read the book, the best-selling book, and then they decided to sign up for the financial freedom course that we teach. They were in their mid-40s. They had several kids. They had never owned their own home. Now, here's something interesting, Lisa. For 15 years, they both got up every day with powerful affirmations about how they're owning their own home and they're living in it and it's landscaped perfectly. And 15 years later, they were still renting. So when they came in, they said to me, you know, obviously something's not working. And so I said to them the very first thing. Now, they're both entrepreneurs, so this next point is going to be really important. The very next thing I said is, we're going to create a daily budget and an expense sheet. And everything you spend, you have to record. And you have to record next to how much it was, what the item you purchased was, and was it a want or a need? Did you have to have it to survive, or was it just a want? And so at the end of 1 week, when they came back in, they were both frustrated because they're not budgeters. They're not list makers. They're entrepreneurs, right? They're used to living life on their own terms. So I encourage that the program's not going to work until they get uncomfortable and do what's uncomfortable. Now, here's the great news. The course is 10 weeks long. I stayed in touch with them. Within 6 months, Lisa, they had saved $30,000.
Wow.
And purchased their first home in their mid-40s. And the woman, I mean, it was a Candace, her name is, her quote is right on the homepage of our website. And we leave it there for people to realize that you can accomplish major things, but everything they did that led to them saving that amount of money wasn't fun, Lisa. It was uncomfortable. But the end result, it was surely worth it.
That is such a good point. You know, it's funny. I'm not going to let you go through my kitchen because I have so much expensive dark chocolate that is actually not a need, but it is a want. Although dark chocolate is good for you, over 70%. Yeah, I definitely eat it too much. I think I have to hide it from myself. But what I'm trying to do, it's funny because I'm seriously, like with the chocolate, I was thinking maybe I should like divide it up each day and put it into bags and just say, this is all I'm going to have, or I'm going to keep track. Because when I like something, I'll just want more and more and more. And I think we have to do the hard thing, whether it be, and for me, it's not even about weight loss. It's just about, you know, self-control. I need to work on that, but I don't want to, but I need to. So this is really good. So you're helping me.
Yeah, and let me tell you about that. You know, and I know that the kind you have is probably, you know, it's like 70 or 85% certain phenols that are great for your heart.
Yes.
but Lisa, let me tell you the bottom line. It's freaking sugar, babe. Okay? You know, like, I don't care.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I could eat one or two squares, I'd be golden because this is like very low sugar. I mean, this is bitter. This is not like a sweet chocolate, but still I go overboard. So I think it's like, what if we want to get whatever it is we want to get to be, we need to do. I can say all day long, make affirmations about not eating as much dark chocolate, but it's not going to happen until I take these action steps. You know, one of the things this made me think of, and this is kind of a sad story, but my mother died in her 50s from ovarian cancer, and she had this bear, and she named it Olive, like get it, Olive, but it was O-L-I-V-E, and she said affirmations, and she did all this stuff, and she still passed away. And I think that, I'm not trying to be negative, but again, and she did take action, and she did try all kinds of medication, and she did do everything. But there's a point where it's just, it's very frustrating and it's very hard. And I saw her struggle. And sometimes you do all the right things and things still don't turn out. And how do you stay positive? I mean, getting back to positivity, right? Because you want to stay positive even when things go wrong.
Well, I think it's important to stay positive. I think it's important to be somewhat realistic. And something else I think is just crucial is in the book, we talk about the most important keys to be able to live the life you've always wanted to live. And one of the big ones outside of, you know, doing those things that you'd rather not do is finding someone to hold you accountable to two squares of chocolate a day, Lisa.
Yes.
The odds of you or me, it's like, you know, when I got clean, I tried it on my own. You know, I bargained with myself. I rationalized. I justified. I denied. I did all of those beautiful tools that keep us stuck where we are. And then I realized one of the biggest keys that my mentors and my teachers taught me was that you can't rely on yourself to accomplish a massive goal, because if you could have, you already would have accomplished it. That is gold. That is gold. You, as smart, and you're smart as hell, Lisa, as smart as you are.
Thank you.
You are. And as smart as you are, if you can't decrease the amount of whatever it is that you'd rather decrease on your own, then we've got to surrender to the fact that, you know what, and we describe this huge in our book, my conscious mind is in control here. That's what happens when you drink more than you want to, eat more than you want to, even if it's organic dark chocolate. You know, like your subconscious is in control, justifying, rationalizing, denying that you have a problem. Oh, you know, you worked really hard today, Lisa. You deserve these three extra squares, or whatever the thought process is. So your intention or your conscious mind doesn't stand a lick against the subconscious pattern that's been set saying, I deserve this, or I'll eat four today and two tomorrow, or the other games we play, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we all do that. So we have to get somebody in our life to help keep us accountable.
Yeah. Now, you know, the one thing I always tell people is don't make it your partner.
Well, I've asked my husband to like take all the dark chocolate to work, and he's like, no, you have to control yourself. I'm like, darn it.
I know, right? And the reason, of course, I say don't use your partner is because, you know, so many times that what starts out as cute in a couple weeks, all of a sudden one person's really pissed off because, you know, like there's also, we have to remember this, food is often a drug. And definitely, when we, you know, when we're consuming a certain type of food that we can't stop it too, that's because it's having a drug-like effect on the pleasure center of the brain. So even with great willpower, if we notice we have a pattern, Lisa, the pattern could be watching TV, staying up too late at night on a regular basis, could be eating potato chips or organic chocolate or whatever. When we see that we can't do it on our own, it's because there's been a pattern set in the subconscious, and that subconscious mind, I'm going to tell you the good and the bad news about the subconscious, but when we're trying to make a change, the subconscious will fight like hell to keep us in the pattern we're in because it cannot differentiate between healthy or unhealthy. Now, the good news is that once you find a way through accountability or any other steps that you could take, Lisa, to cut back on your chocolate, or someone else finds a way to totally remove sugar or alcohol or emotional spending, once you create a new pattern for 365 days in the brain, the subconscious flips around and becomes an ally, and it will fight to keep you in this new, healthier pattern. So the subconscious has both a negative side to it and a positive side.
Oh, that's fascinating. So if you're not asking your partner, who should you ask? Like a good friend or how? Actually, no, it's funny. I just asked a question, but I have to tell you a story. So a friend of mine, her sleep has been messed up for years, and she has been emailing me and she's been telling me her schedule and what's going on and just kind of checking in so I can go, okay, I'm glad you did that, or it's good you did this. So I'm actually doing this right now for a friend.
Nice. So
yeah,
you might flip the role with her and say, hey, I need your help with something. And if you think that she can sustain keeping track, you know, one of my clients now, you know, the other option is to hire a professional, you know, whether it's a minister, a counselor, a coach, a personal trainer, a nutrition expert. Like, that's where we tell people, if you have a big change to do, we want you to do that. And I'll tell you something interesting. One of my clients who I just helped get sober about a month ago, longtime drinker, went on a 3-week boat cruise and is on it right now. A 3-week boat cruise filled with all kinds of alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah.
We text back, even though he's out of the country, we text back and forth every day. And he's been gone, I think, 2.5 weeks. He hasn't had a drop because he knows I'm going to be texting him saying, stay strong. How are you? What are your temptations? What's going down? He knows that's coming in, and that's helping him stay clean, Lisa.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So maybe your friend could do it, or maybe a different friend can do it, or maybe I stay away from family. You know, I'm not a big fan of partners and family. We've got too much baggage with them, you know.
Although I have to say, my 12-year-old daughter would probably be great, because if she sees me, she'll be like, Mommy, how much chocolate did you have today? I haven't even brought it up to her. She's like, how many times have you gone to that drawer? You know? Like a little taskmaster.
Oh, that's so adorable. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, she's sweet.
I love it. I love that. Yeah.
Now, so, you know, but this is great. And again, go on.
Oh, I was going to say just really quickly for our listeners, if we haven't touched on a subject that's your weak point right now, you know, we've talked about weight and sugar and alcohol and all these different things, you know, money I mentioned about savings and writing down your expenses. If we haven't touched on a topic that you're struggling with right now, what Lisa and I are discussing is valid for any major life change.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because it's so true. And again, I just want to mention your book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will, The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success. So you mentioned the beginning, and I mentioned the beginning, that I might not be that popular but for these beliefs, but I'm telling you, I think what we're talking about is really going to resonate with people. I mean, that's really my hope, and that they will say, okay, I get what they're saying, and this makes a difference. What was your people's initial reaction to the book?
Well, it's fascinating. You know, when I started to write it, my initial thought between myself and several professionals that I work with is that one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to be looking for a new career, because I'm taking on the big boys in my own industry, or we're going to rattle enough cages that it's going to skyrocket. And, you know, within, I don't know what it was, 6 months, it went to #1 bestseller. So we saw right away. But here's the other interesting thing, Lisa. when I just had finished the outline and I was 2 days away from taking a month off to write the book, I sent it out to six, just a real brief outline to six New York Times bestselling authors. And here's some, these people are busier than heck. And all within 24 hours, they all responded, and with the same basic words, thank God, David, someone is exposing the myth of positive thinking. So, you know, that was like incredible validation that we are already on the right path and we haven't even released the book. And since then till now, it's been crazy good. I mean, you know, and let me share something else, Lisa, for our listeners. And we go into great detail in the book describing this. But when we wonder why it's so hard to change the lifestyle that we're leading with our relationships or career or money or health or weight or whatever it is, we describe in the book, and we also describe why books like The Secret and The Law of Attraction are so popular, is that we described in 1996 something called human nature. And our definition back then, and it's the same to today, is that everyone has the same struggle within. Human nature is our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort. Let me repeat that. Inside every person, the battle that we're facing, because of marketing and in our society, is that it's our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort. So when infomercials hit and they say you can have thighs like Suzanne Somers for $29.95 a month, well, those things sold like crazy. You know, you're not going to look like Suzanne Somers with a Thighmaster, for God's sake, but they're still selling today. And, you know, and that's that drive to get the most out of life with minimal effort. And if you look at, you know, I have a story we share in the book about, do you know Dr. Joe Vitale?
Yes.
Okay. So we had Dr. Joe on the show, and I said, Dr. Joe, in The Secret, it says that you were homeless and became a millionaire by thinking positively. Please tell me what you did. You know, I need to know. And I'm laughing, and he's laughing. And he said, well, they left out a few critical points, David. Oh, no kidding, yeah. Joe, really? What did they leave out? And, you know, and he was laughing, and I'm laughing. He said, okay, here's the truth. Was I homeless? Yes. Did I use positive thinking? Yes. But I also worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day for years to become a millionaire. Mm. They just happened to leave that out, Lisa.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, I just want to mention, speaking to people in the book, I am such a huge fan of JJ Virgin. I've had her on all of my shows numerous times, and what a fantastic woman.
You know what? I'm so glad you mentioned her. You know, I was so happy to get her in the book. And, you know, and it's funny because I thought she was going to write something about nutrition, you know, how she used to believe that, you know, positive thinking in weight loss. But she came to me with her story about her son, Grant, which you're probably
incredible. Yes, yeah. We did an interview with her. People should check it out on this show on Talk Healthy Today. Check out JJ Virgin. It was so powerful.
She is awesome. And what she said in the book was, you know, David, I could have all the affirmations in the world to help my son heal. But listen to what it came down to. She said, I had accountability partners texting me every day. Did you do this for Grant? Did you do that for Grant? She said, David, that's why my son healed after a near fatal car accident, because I had people holding me accountable when I was exhausted, when I was stressed to the max, when I didn't know how I'd go get through another day with my son. I had people texting me, holding me accountable. And when she wrote that story, I had tears. Before we put it in the book, Lisa, oh my God, I was so moved.
Oh, I bet. You know, David, you are so dynamic and wonderful. I can't wait to have you back. This has been just amazing. Give us all the ways we can find you, and then let's talk again very soon.
Oh, gosh, yeah. If our listeners go to talkdavid.com, talkdavid.com, they can get chapter one of the book for free, because just what you said in the beginning, Lisa, you know, there's going to be doubting Thomases saying, could this guy be right? And so we say, read chapter one for free, you know, because you're going to right away go, oh, my God, he's right. And then you can buy the book after that. But get chapter one for free. And we also, from time to time, have these major sweepstakes going on where you can sign up at the website and win like a $3,000 coaching package with me one-on-one, absolutely free. And all of this stuff is at talkdavid.com.
David, you are I've said fantastic too many times today. I apologize. I'm like, wait, shoot, I just said fantastic. Amazing, exuberant, passionate. I said wonderful. Just, I got to get a thesaurus because there's just so many words that I want to use to describe your energy and your, what's that word in French? I don't even know what it is. That viva, that life thing. What is that? That joie de vivre. Well, yes. I don't speak French. I want to thank you know what I'm talking about. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. And please follow us on social media. You can check us out on Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast, Instagram at Talk_Healthy_Today, Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy 2. Dave, thanks so much and keep listening. Stay well.